All right, so before I get to the phones, TJ with us, the birthday bonanza, let me sell you this pen. Here is why I am not totally bailing on Michigan. I know Rico has, TJ has, David has, and Kenny never respected y'all in the first place because he's Paul Feinbaum with a beard. So let's just do this.
I see the similarities.
Absolutely. The move to Alex Orji. TJ, I am, and this is not about what Moore will do. This is should versus will. I'm asking you, if Michigan simply, much like when Lamar went to the Ravens and Greg Roman midstream, deconstructed the offense and said, okay, this is what it's going to be now. Take what Gus Malzahn is doing at Central Florida and what he used to do at Auburn with Cam. Mm. And we're talking about, in essence, a wildcat offense.
Mm-hmm.
Your quarterback run is what everything is built on. So 12 to 14 carries for Orji, that wildcat, constant jet motion, pound the rock with your two running backs, extra linemen, extra tight end, and then you have to spoon feed him 12, 13, 14 throws. A couple of them are going to be shot plays.
Yeah.
A couple, you pray to God this kid can move the sticks.
One read throws.
Right. Yeah. Is that insane of me to say, look, if you condense this down, like service academies, that the number seven is what they live on. Not touchdowns, possessions. That if they play right, they make it a seven-possession game. And you lean on your defense to get the other team off the field a little bit, and it's ugly, but you can win. Is that crazy?
Well, I'm going to be nice because it's my birthday. I'm in a good mood. I'm not going to call you insane.
Call me insane.
I've thought about this myself, but I go back to the fact where if you had this offense, you know, implemented in training camp or all summer long,
mm-hmm.
and you still decided your best offense was Davis Warren, how am I supposed to go into this week with Alex Orji expecting anything to be better? Your coaches made a decision that this team is better with Davis Warren as our quarterback than whatever we've seen with Alex Orji and the offense and the run option or whatever they've been doing in training camp and all summer. Davis Warren was a better option. So I look at it and say, if you're going to turn it around and you have any hope to do so, why would you, if you thought it was going to work, why would you wait till week four to do it? Right? So that's kind of what I'm thinking. And the other part of me is, I just don't think this offensive line is good enough to run the ball 50, 55 times like they were last year. They're not moving guys off the rock. Donovan Edwards is just running into people. I think it's pretty clear, and I'm not... You know, not try. I think we can all agree here. Khalil Mullins is a better running back than Donovan Edwards is. Donovan Edwards, now, when everything was blocked up perfect and you got him up to the second and third level, man, and that hole was, you know, 8 yards wide, hell yeah, he looked like a Heisman running back. But when stuff's not going good now and you got to break a tackle, Khalil Mullins looks like your guy. So I just, I'm not trying to call you insane, Rico. I'm not trying to cut you off.
No, I want you to.
I think if they had any chance to be that type of offense, we would have seen it week one.
Okay.
And not week four when Davis Warren.
You understand why at least I was trying to create a pathway.
No, I do. And I think that, you know what? They probably spent a lot of time figuring out, okay, Alex Orji, he's thrown seven career passes, right? We got to put an offense in for him running the ball. You know, the read option or whatever you want to call it, the quarterback sweeps or the dives or the wildcat. They probably, I'm assuming it'd be negligent if they didn't. I'm sure they spent a lot of time doing that in training camp.
Yeah.
And they came out of there saying, Davis Warren gives us a better shot.
Go ahead, Rico.
And we've seen Davis Warren, and there was no way you could roll him back on the field. So now it seems like you're going back to an offense that you really didn't want to run in the first place.
Okay, two things. One is, when I look at this, what is Michigan going to do? Because if you hand it off to Donovan on second and nine, it's probably going to be third and eight. Then what happens with Orji, can you pick up that first down? Can you then drop back and throw the ball, pick up consistently a third and long? Because if they can keep it at like third and two, third and three, then you almost go full Dan Campbell. We're just going to go for it. We'll just keep going because we can outrun you for that short of space.
But we saw that against Texas. They tried to run Orji, on third and three in the red zone. Oh, 0 yard gain. Okay, well, let's just kick a field goal. It's like, if that's going to be your plan, you got to have a fourth down plan, right? You're not, if we're going running that on third and three out of the Wildcat, we're going for it on fourth down, right? You know what I mean?
But so it's also when you bring the guy in and everybody knows you're doing it. It's like,
so what? How is that going to change this week?
Because if you're in there every play, and I'm giving, and again, the jet motion, the counters, you're using two running backs. I got extra linemen. There's enough candy pre-snap. I can't just go, hey, 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 alert, alert, alert. Run guy is in.
Yeah. Well, and you know what? You might be asking them to change their entire offense in one week against a pretty damn good team. Now, if you've got
TJ's preaching over here. Where's the bail?
You got a bad team.
I'm looking for it.
Throw the damn towel.
Go ahead, TJ.
If you got a bad team coming in, right, and you want to say, hey, we're going to test this out, then that's the time to do it. But you've had a couple bad teams come in throughout the first three games, and you haven't seen it. So I think you're trying to ask them to run an offense that they either didn't like, you know, throughout the summer that they saw, they probably tried, or they just don't have implemented. And it's just, you got USC on the other side too, man. Like, I'm telling you, this offensive line is not good enough, in my opinion, to do that. And I don't think, and I think when you got a team like USC coming in that can score points and be explosive and go up two scores in a blink of an eye, then what are you going to do? Keep trying to run the ball, you know, 50 times and get back into it?
No, I didn't
you
know say what I mean? Were, so that's I didn't just, say there's no scenario their defense can't doesn't carry the day that they win games.
Yeah, I mean, I could be completely wrong and shocked, but I just think if we would have if there was any trust from Sharon Moore and Alex Orji in the offense that you're describing, we would have seen it. They wouldn't wait till USC in week four. We would have seen that week one, maybe a little bit, a couple drives of it. We damn sure would have seen it against Texas, right? Because that's your big game to start the season off. So I think it's unrealistic, and I'm not going to say insane, Mike, because I do think it is a right, it's a proper concept in your thought, but I think if they trusted that, they would have never rolled Davis Warren out in the first place.
TJ, here's the other thing that I ask. Let's just say this experiment doesn't work the way they want to go. Where do you go from here? Because you can't bring Davis Warren back,
no,
can you?
No, there's no way. I mean,
oops, we're sorry.
Right,
my bad.
I was, and I asked, you know, and I know John and Doug are around that program a lot, rightfully so.
Dono!
I remember being in Monday, and off the air, I asked Doug, I said, there's no way you can roll Davis Warren out there again, right? Like, the guy's experiment over. We've seen what we need to see at this level, you know, a team. It depends on what kind of offense you want to run. And I'm like, well, if the other offense was better, why the hell haven't they been doing that the whole time anyways, you know? But no, I don't, you know what? Who's the quarterback, the Jaden Davis? Was that the name, the freshman? Young kid that you say? Look, if things go off the wall, don't get me wrong, I'm not calling for Jaden Davis to play, but if you try the Alex Orji experiment this weekend, and it just doesn't look right, and he can't throw the ball, and you can't run the ball, you can't run block, I guess you try to stick with it a little bit.
Tunnel time.
If it's going done, then you got to – who
Jack
knows,
tunnel
man?
Time.
I don't know. But I just – I'm trying not to be too negative. I'm trying to be realistic based off what I've seen the first three games. And I'm not putting it all in the quarterbacks because I do think the offensive line is just not what Michigan's been accustomed to.
If a Wolverine slap like you is this negative, it tells me everything I need to know.
I don't know if it's negative, if it's just realistic. We all watch the games.
No,
what am I
negative.
Supposed to sit here and say, the offensive line looks great. They're so close.
You're not allowed to go against the cult. You don't get it. Any form of critique is negative.
Okay, but I think anybody that's been watching the games clearly knows that this is a major drop-off than what we've seen the last couple of years. And you know what? I'm not going to blame it all on Sharon Moore. I'm not going to blame it all on the players. You lost 20 of 22 starters. You can't just fill in 20 guys and say, let's go win another championship.
You don't know the other team's plays. It's tough.
You're going to have some rough spots. And you know what? Real quick, I know you're about to get a read.
You're fine. Go ahead.
This might be negative and black. That might piss some people off.
Negative and black.
Orji.
That's what I heard.
I was going to say blasphemous. Okay, I was going to say blasphemous for Michigan fans, which I am one. Alex Orji, when he was throwing the ball last week, looked a lot like young Joe Milton. where your guys are open 50 yards down the field. The only problem is the ball's at like 65. The ball's just gone.
No idea where it's going. Right? None.
So, yeah, I couldn't get that image out of my mind when I saw him throw that deep ball to a wide open guy. No, it's just about 12 yards too far.
We'll get your phone calls and ticket text next. Picks at 3:45.
We'll promise to be negative in black.
My mic cut off.